Full house tee for Micah Kramer and the Patriots. Three men in the backfield. Kramer is under center, looking around. And it's going to be back to pass. Rolling to his left. Throws this one way downfield. Has a receiver there. Throws it in double coverage. It's a jump ball. And they're going to finally say incomplete. Pass was intended for Brendan Prime. And number three, Adam LeGault, almost brought that one down as LeGault was in front of Prime. And the ground popped this one out. Incomplete pass. And almost a blessing in disguise for the Patriots, as that would have given the ball back to Lakers with 41 seconds left.
Nonetheless, though, with 41 seconds left, USA is going to put the football away. Brennan Wisner standing at midfield, so they're still going to have an opportunity with two timeouts in their pockets, as I mentioned, Clark. But I like the football Micah Kramer threw there. Adam LeGault gets away with a little contact down the field, but the key thing there is he was looking for the football. You can get away with some contact. Great coverage. Almost makes a huge interception. Brennan Prime does a good job of helping knock that ball down.
And another punt from USA's Brennan Prime. This one bounces at the 40 and rolls out to about the 46-yard line, where it's down by Allen Raven of the USA Patriots with 31 seconds left in this first half. It is Lakers 14, USA nothing, but the Lakers back in offense, and they're trying to strike again.
A decent punt by Brennan Prime. He allows no return. A little bit of time run off. 31 seconds to go in the half. Lakers up two scores already, but keep in mind they have two timeouts in their pocket. Coach Verberg burnt one of them on defense to try to save time, so no question about it. They're going to come out airing it out here, Clark, with 31 seconds to go and see if they can't put up some very important points heading into the half.
Standing at their own 46-yard line, or the USA's 46-yard line, first and 10, left or right across your radio are the white-jerseyed Lakers. Two receivers wide to the left, one to the right. Wisner in the shotgun, back to pass, and this is a tip pass as number 85 for USA, Zach Fritz, threw those hands up and he hit him right as the pass was going off, and this one's an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 26 seconds left. Second down and 10 from the 45.
That's Fritz's second deflected pass of the game already in the same fashion as he's on that D-line coming up and knocking the ball down. Does a great job of disrupting the play, but only 5 seconds runs off the clock. Brennan Wisner still in the shotgun.
Wisner rolling to his passes to his right, and it's a caught at the 35-yard line to Jake Kretschmer, brought down by Josh Lang. 15 seconds left. No huddle offense, and there's a spike by Brennan Wisner at the 35-yard line. Stops the clock with 12 seconds left.
They have two timeouts, don't they? I'm surprised they didn't use one there, Clark, unless I missed one somewhere along the line.
Well, they're going to say he's just shy of the first down marker.
So now it's fourth down and one.
Fourth down and one. Because of that spiked ball.
Well, again, I'm wondering why not burn time out there and on third down and one, run the play that you want. Nonetheless, now it's fourth down and one. You got to think about scoring, but at the same time, you got to get at least a yard here to have an opportunity on it with one or two more plays.
So 12 seconds left. It's a fourth down and one situation for the Lakers at the USA 36-yard line. 14-0, green and white over the red, white, and blue. Week number 7 football from Unionville and Seapoint. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call tonight from perhaps one of our favorite booths. And there is a timeout called by Coach Steve Verberg of the Elkton Pigeon Bay Poor Lakers.
And it's about 8 seconds and one down too late, in my opinion, Clark. If you ended up having to call timeout anyways, you could have saved yourself about 8 seconds and still be on third down and one. So, but again, you can't take them home with you. I know a coach that used to not want to take them home with him. So
yeah.
He might as well use them. This play has got to be right. I don't think you're going to see them attack the end zone on this play. Maybe a quick out, try to get to the sideline, get that first down. Or wouldn't even be surprised if you see a dive play by Kretschmer. Get the first down, use your last timeout, and then maybe try a Hail Mary of sorts.
So we're 12 seconds before the half is over. USA has had the ball in this first half for 8 minutes and 20 seconds and has resulted in one first down. Lakers, before this drive started, has had the ball for 15 minutes and 9 seconds, and they lead by 2 scores. Fourth down and one to go. Wisner's under center. Double wing offense in the backfield, that'd be Jake Kretschmer. Preston Warren on the right wing, on left wing. Taylor Keady on the right wing. On the left wing would be number 23, Preston Warren. He's in motion, and Wisner's back to pass, and this one's incomplete. as Taylor Cady was supposed to jump up for it, but he was off the mark. And a little miscommunication, and this is a turnover of downs on Lakers' part, and USA back on the field with 8 seconds left.
Now, Jared Lang sniffed out the design screen pass to Taylor Cady. Maybe pushed him out of the way of the pass, but nonetheless, even if Taylor Cady would have caught it, he was about 4 yards short of the first down marker, and Jared Lang all over it. So again, some questionable usage of the timeouts and play calling there by Lakers, but nonetheless, no harm done. They still have a 2-score lead. 8 seconds to go in the first half, 14-0 as the officials are talking something over. But again, just 8 seconds left for USA to take over here in their own zone.
USA moving right to left across your radio. And now the officials break out of their huddle. And we are back under play, and they're going to say they're signaling now first down for USA. Yep.
Oh, they got that one right. That's for sure.
That is for sure. With that halftime now, Harbor Beach leads Brown City 21-8 as they intercepted the ball with 30 seconds left and punched it in as time expired in that first half. Harbor Beach 21, Brown City 8.
It's a big touchdown for the Pirates in that game, knowing Brown City is going to be tough, able to pick them off and turn it into points, which is exactly what Lakers was trying to do in this game. That's a big deal to be up 2 scores.
Receiver wide each way, Kramer under center. And he's rolling to his left, looking to pass. Lets this one fly from the lefty down the near sideline. And this one is intercepted at the 30-yard line by no one else, by Brendan Wisner. He's coming down, and he runs out of bounds as time expires with the 44-yard line. And that is how we're going to end the first half. With Lakers leading 14. Hold on, we have a penalty here. Penalty in the backfield. So is Ing...
We can get rough in the passer here.
Oh, it very well could be. We're not sure here. So the officials are trying to square this one away. I'm going to say the interception happened at the 34-yard line by Brendan Wisner. Flag sits back at the USA 27-yard line. And now the officials take a nice leisurely stroll to midfield to discuss this.
In the meantime, while they're figuring out what's going on the field, Clark, Brendan Wisner picks off that pass. I understand he's comfortable with the 2-score lead, but I am very surprised he didn't cut back to the middle of the field and attempt to make something crazy happen. He's very good with the football, but nonetheless, a great interception by him. I can see what USA is trying to do is hoping to hit their big receiver, Brandon Pyme, down the field and hope to make a play or, in this case, get a penalty to go their way.
So it looks like we have some sort of resolve from the officials as they're lined up to make this call. Maybe. Personal foul.
Helmet to helmet.
And so that would be a hit to the helmet against Lakers. So now the official is talking with Josh Lang on what exactly they want to do here. No time is left on the clock. As a bizarre finish to this first half.
Now, let me ask you this. Are they discussing whether they can take the 15 yards now or can they take it on the next kickoff?
I'm not.
Is that another option they have? I'm not sure. They're discussing options, that's for sure.
At this point, I have no clue.
Well, I might go get some popcorn, and I'll come back and call the rest of this game.
Yes,
I mean, we might still be on the same play.
So we have a personal foul. So I'm not sure if you could hear that or not, but it was before the interception occurred, a hit to the helmet, which known as a 15-yard personal foul from the spot of the foul, which is at the 27-yard line. So the mark this went off, they should be out of the 42. No time expiring, so USA still on the field on offense. One more chance at this one.
Absolutely right. Should be
first down.
Yes, I thought they'd get more yardage than that. I guess I thought they'd get 15 yards, but nonetheless, with no time on the clock, they'll get another chance at a Hail Mary or just a run play here and run the clock out.
It almost looks like they might just be, and it's going to be A screen pass to the right to Josh Lang. He's coming down the far sideline. Cuts